Character study this evening. Just a fellow. Do what? What happened? We're going to take a look at Tony tonight. This is going to be a long night. Oh, man. Yes. When David writes these psalms, periodically he will address them to someone, and it's somebody he has delegated out as having a responsibility in somewhere in the tabernacle. And remember, David has he's got the ark, he's got a tabernacle, but he doesn't have the temple set in stone or anything yet. Solomon's going to build all that. But David does have the ark, and he's got the tent. And he organizes singers, and he organizes the priests, and some of these psalms are, like I said, written to some men that he has delegated out. And so we would be normally in Psalm 62. So if you want to go there, you can go there, and I'll show you the first little title part of this, and it leads into who we're going to look at tonight. A fellow named Jeduthun. Jed, come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. Jeduthun. Psalm 62, so in the title, it's just like it is in Psalm 39 and Psalm 71. It says, to the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. So I wonder, who is this fella that David writes to or gives this psalm to? And it turned out pretty interesting, I think. He's a great type of a Christian because of his job that God gave him through David in the tabernacle. And his job in the tabernacle, Jeduthun, his job is to oversee the entrance into and out of the tabernacle. And particularly, so he's a doorkeeper, and particularly he is to administrate the coming in and going out and make sure that when people enter into the tabernacle, he's a singer, he oversees musicians, and it's his job to orchestrate and to have music that is giving thanks to God at the entrance of the tabernacle. So it kind of reminds you, or ought to remind you, of the psalm in Psalm 100, where he says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. And literally, that's how David set it up, so that there would be singers and there would be the porters who were at the door would be musicians who are enlisted and chosen to give thanks to God as people are entering in and exiting the tabernacle. So I basically told you everything he does. So look back over here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 for this fellow named Jeduthun. And once you get there, we'll pray and then we'll do a little study, because there's three things about him that are a great type of a Christian. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 41. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 41. So there's three psalms that are specifically addressed to Jed here, and this is his job. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 41. It says, and with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. And with them Heman and Jeduthun, with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God, and the sons of Jeduthun were porters. All right, let's stop there. And we'll talk about these porters and these musicians. Pray, and I want to show you specifically some great types of a Christian with this fellow named Jeduthun. But let's pray. Father, I thank you for good time this morning. Thank you for a good afternoon going out and getting tracts out and visiting and getting Bibles out. And Lord, I do pray, I know there's some lost folks here this morning, I pray that they would remember what they've heard, and Father, that they would get saved. And I know it is more your will that they get saved than it is any of ours. And but Lord, I pray you'd use what they've heard in the last couple days to get saved and trust Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for your words, and pray that you'd help us make some application, see some of the typology here. Very simple things, but just some of the typology here with this fella that is chosen and is enlisted to keep the door of the tabernacle. And Father, help us tonight. Thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. Thank you for justification. Thank you for forgiveness of sins. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. 1 Chronicles 16. You get an introduction to this fellow named Jeduthun. And like I said, he's got three psalms that David writes for him to sing. And they're Psalm 39, Psalm 62, Psalm 71. And his job is oversight of the entrance of the tabernacle. And he's a musician. You'll see later on he is a prophet, a seer. And so there's several things about his life that are a great type of a Christian. And the first, I'll give you three of them tonight, and that's what we'll do tonight. So the first one is found here in these verses. He is enlisted in verse 41 for the specific purpose of giving thanks to the Lord. Verse 41 says, "And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord because his mercy endureth forever." The first thing about Jeduthun, like a Christian, he is someone who is chosen, and the will of the king is that this man would oversee thanksgiving at the entrance of the tabernacle, but he is chosen to give thanks to the Lord. Now, you say, how is that something that is like a Christian? Well, I think I remember, and you probably remember too, somewhere in 1 Thessalonians where Paul says, "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, that you would be thankful." In fact, I don't want to butcher it. I'll just read it to you. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." All right, so here's a fellow who is chosen to offer thanksgiving to God at the door of the tabernacle, and just like a Christian, and when I say he's chosen to give thanks, God is not, he's not demanding that people give thanks for no reason. When David, I don't want to say hires, when he chooses out men to give thanks, and God, his will is that we would give thanks in Christ Jesus, he doesn't just demand gratitude for no reason. God has a very good reason. You and I have very good reason to be giving thanks. So it's not just like, hey, you need to be thankful to me for, I haven't done anything for you, but you need to be thankful. No, it's not like that. God has given you and I every reason to be thankful. And so one of the things he sets up at the door is that when a person enters into the tabernacle there, David had set it up so that when a person would enter into the tabernacle thinking about the Lord, they would enter into the tabernacle with thanksgiving in their heart. That's what the Bible talks about. You enter into his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise. That's Psalm 100. You don't have to look at it, but Psalm 100, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, bless his name. That isn't an empty demand that God makes. That is something that you and I, when you recognize what God's done for you, that's just the response you have. And so when God's will is in Christ Jesus that people would be grateful to him, I hope it's making sense, but he has done so much in Jesus Christ for you and I, for lost sinners, that gratitude should be the natural response. It should be the it's not a forced response. It should be the thing that when we actually think about what God's done, we're grateful for it. So, you know, he's not, I say that to say, when David puts these men in the gate of the tabernacle there at the front door there, and hires them, and I don't want to say hire, he doesn't really hire, he chooses them, he assigns them this task. Some of the psalms you read about that he gives to Jeduthun are about the goodness of God, the mercy of God, how good God is. And it's not empty praise, it's true. And just like a Christian, Jeduthun is chosen to give thanks. And this is God's will concerning a Christian. Gratitude as a Christian, he says, in Christ Jesus concerning you. As a saved soul, you have every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. And so when a person comes to Jesus Christ, God, everything God wants to bless you with is in Jesus Christ. And so this is why he says his will is that you would be grateful in Christ Jesus. Because that's where all the blessings are. That's where all the help is. So Jeduthun, like a Christian, he's chosen to be it's chosen to give thanks. We didn't sing it tonight. We could have sung it. But there's that song. It says, come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. You know, that was Jeduthun's job. That's a Christian's job. That's the will of God. God wants to create a grateful people with gratitude. All right, so there's Jeduthun. That's one part of his job. In verse 42, describes where he's doing all this, what he's overseeing, what his children are overseeing. Verse 42, 1 Chronicles 16, 42, and with them, Heman and Jeduthun, with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God. And the sons of Jeduthun were porters. So I thought that was kind of interesting. As a Christian, You understand Jesus Christ is the door. I think you understand. That's John chapter 10. Jeduthun's job, his oversight, he has oversight, his children, they are porters, which means they stand at the entrance and they administrate entrance in and out of the tabernacle. So they are, for all intents and purposes, they are stewards of the door. Just like a Christian, you have received Jesus Christ. Now what you do with Jesus Christ is that's the secondary thing, but you've received Jesus Christ and you now have stewardship of the door. That's what Jeduthun's job is, and that's what he oversees. He literally, physically has stewardship over the tabernacle door. And just make a little application to a Christian. As a Christian, spiritually, you don't have physical oversight of the door, but you have spiritual oversight of the door. You carry the door with you wherever you go. You're trusted Jesus Christ. You got Jesus Christ and the power, the person of the Holy Spirit inside of you, and you carry the door wherever you go. You know what you are. You are a steward of the door. That's Jeduthun. He's a steward of the door. He's a porter. I think it's interesting. A porter's job, I looked it up in Webster's. So here's the description of a porter's job. A porter. He's a man that has the charge of a door or gate, a doorkeeper. That makes pretty good application to a Christian. You have the door, and you have stewardship of the door. That reminds me of that psalm. It says, how did he say it? I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness, something like that. The doorkeeper, he's talking about this fella, Jeduthun. A porter is a man that has the charge of a door or gate, a doorkeeper. Remember, Jesus Christ is the door. You apply that, make a spiritual application to that. Here's the second definition. One that waits at the door to receive messages. That's kind of interesting. So a porter, he's waiting to receive messages, and then he puts those messages out where they're supposed to go, but he receives the letters, and I think you understand how that applies as a Christian. You stand at the door and you wait to receive some messages. And then this last one. I remember we went to, where was it? It was somewhere in Tennessee, I think. We were driving to Ohio. And we stayed at this hotel, and they had porters there, and particularly it made an impression on me. The guys were really, really good at their job and all that stuff, but they would come out and they would take your bags, and then they would make sure your bags got to where they were going. So the third definition of a porter is a guy who bears burdens. I thought, well, that's pretty, that makes a pretty good application to a Christian. So a porter is a man that has charge of the door or gate, a doorkeeper, one that waits at the door to receive messages, and a carrier, a person who carries or conveys burdens. That's that sounds like a Christian. Somebody who is at the door, has stewardship over the door, waits for messages at the door, and bears burdens at the door. Those are pretty good illustrations of a Christian. I remember Jeduthun, he does all this. This is physically his job and his oversight. So number two, like a Christian, Jeduthun has stewardship of the door, and he's overseeing the porters there. And then this last thing, 2 Chronicles, look over in 2 Chronicles chapter 35, and I'll show you one last thing about this fella. Second Chronicles 35:15. I'm really trying to make shorter messages. this one may work out, actually. 2 Chronicles 35 and verse 15. So Jeduthun, like a Christian, he is chosen to give thanks. Jeduthun, like a Christian, he has stewardship over a door, the door of the tabernacle. And Jeduthun, like a Christian, he is a prophet. You say, how am I a prophet? I'll show you in just a minute. 2 Chronicles 35:15, and the singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place according to the commandment of David. And Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, the king's seer. The porters waited at every gate that they might not depart from their service, for their brethren, the Levites, prepared for them. All right, you're in the middle of a context. But one last thing that's mentioned of Jeduthun is he is the king's seer. That's a prophet. That's somebody who sees beyond, and somebody who not only preaches the truth, but somebody who can seer specifically, somebody who has vision beyond just what's in front of them there. You think, okay, well, how is that a Christian thing? Well, the Bible says this in Revelation 19. It says the spirit of prophecy, Jesus Christ, something like this, Jesus Christ, the spirit of prophecy. You know, having trusted the word of God, You know the future judgment of God. You also know the future rewards of God. I asked somebody one time that we're talking about this kind of thing, and I said, well, do you know where you're going when you die? They said, yeah, I know. I said, okay, well, you're a prophet. You know something that's going to happen in the future. You know where you're headed. You know the future judgment of God. You know the future rewards of God. You know some things that people who don't trust the words of God don't know. And sometimes they get a little irritated with people who say they know things, and it's just like, well, if you would just believe the Bible, you would know this too. But like a Christian, Jeduthun is a seer, he's a prophet. You know you have eternal life. That's prophecy in Jesus Christ. You know God's future judgment. That's prophecy in Jesus Christ. You know God's future inheritance and rewards. That's prophecy in Jesus Christ. So Jeduthun can, he apparently, and a lot of the Psalms are prophetic in nature. They talk about Jesus Christ's return and things like that. So Jeduthun in three areas, really. He is a great picture of a Christian. He is chosen to give thanks. That's the will of the king, that he would be the man overseeing the thanksgiving at the gates. He is chosen to give thanks. He's a doorkeeper, a porter, or oversees the porters there. So he has administration and he has oversight and stewardship of the door of the tabernacle. That's a lot like a Christian. And then also, he's got some vision, just like a Christian. You trust the words of God, you know what you get. You get to see down the road a little ways. You get to see a little bit further, not a little bit, you get to see what is happening and where things are going and the future of this world and the future of God's will and all those things. So those three things, when David writes, he's got three psalms that are for Jeduthun to sing or to organize. He's got three song specials there, and they're for Jeduthun. And this fella, he is a great picture of a Christian, being a doorkeeper, being chosen to give thanks, and being a prophet, someone who has vision out beyond, you know, vision that God's given him beyond just the day-to-day stuff. So that is the fellow named Jeduthun, a great type of Jesus Christ. I say Jesus Christ, a great type of a Christian. And he is I think that's most of what's said about him in the Bible. But an interesting character, kind of a hidden character, but got a lot of great stuff about him.